Welcome to the Can You See podcast. I'm Paul Meredith, your host each week, and I'm glad you're listening. We just uploaded this week's 714 prayer report, the one for November the 15th of 2024. Hope you'll take time to read that and to click on the links that are there that will help you become a better informed believer, better informed follower of Christ, better informed about what you need to pray for our nation. But we're still in the afterglow, I guess you could call it, of the election. We're so thankful for the way things turned out. The alternative would have been just disastrous for the nation. And we're just really still trying to absorb the full implications and the import. Sometimes when you're going through something, it may seem like it has a great magnitude to it, but it's sometimes afterwards, as you look back, you see, you know, really just how monumental things were that you were going through. And I really believe this was the most consequential election of our lifetime, those of us who are of voting age right now. And so there's been some big ones before, but none that really had the import and the potential consequences of this one. And, there's a meltdown that's going on among the left, the people that supported the Democrats in this election, especially the media, what we call the Marxist media, because they really, that's what they are. They're not journalists. They've been trained in Marxist ideology in the universities and colleges and the journalist, the journalism departments that they were trained in. And so they're still trying to understand how in the world they failed in their mission. And you have to wonder, what will it take for them to see that the American people do not want that kind of so-called journalism, where there's so much deception and so much false narratives that are presented rather than the news and accurate commentary on the news. And many of these journalists, so-called journalists, they're still spewing venom at those of us who voted for Trump. They're calling us Nazis still and misogynists because we didn't vote for a woman, all of those kind of things. And I noticed the other day when President Biden welcomed President Trump into the White House, he did just that. He welcomed him. He shook his hand and welcomed him. He said, "Welcome back," or something to that effect. And so it kind of lets you know that for him and for probably some of the politicians, calling Trump a fascist and a Nazi and so many other things, it was probably all just part of the game for them, the game of power and politics. But there's a lot of people, and there's a lot of people in the media where it's more than just a game. It is their heartfelt belief. They are Marxist to the core. I believe Kamala Harris was Marxist to the core. And if we had elected her as our president, we would have been on a path where we would have been headed toward totalitarianism and ultimately communism. I've noticed some of the governors, the Democratic governors, are digging in their heels to resist Trump. There's a lot of women who have just lost their mind, unmarried women mostly, but they're threatening to hold their boyfriends, and the ones who are married, they're threatening to hold their husbands hostage, even divorce them, not have anything to do with them. I thought about this too. What about those who threaten to leave the country? Why are the airports not full of videos of Barbara Streisand and so many others who have threatened to leave the country? Some of them I responded online, and I said, "Look, if you will leave and promise never to come back, I will buy your airfare, one-way ticket, and pay for it. I'll carry your baggage and load it on the plane for you." But you haven't seen that mass exodus even after all of those threats. We're also beginning to see what I think, what I consider to be very astute conservative commentary, and there seems to be a theme that is in the commentary. It's almost like they're taking a collective sigh of relief and saying, "Phew, we just barely barely missed, you know, electing someone who would have led us down a dark, dark path. But they're also saying this is the time for us to renew our willingness to get involved and to work to make this nation what it needs to be. In one of his last video ads that President Trump ran, he said it's the people who are making this nation great again, and it will be the people who will make it great again. We have to stay behind him, and we have to stay behind his people and pray for them and support them, and then to look for what we can do ourselves where we live to make this nation a better nation and a safer nation. You know, we can expect the left to remain unhinged. You think of all they tried. They are still in disbelief that everything that they tried to do to stop Trump failed. All the lies they told about him, all of the, the lawfare, everything that they did came to a complete failure. And so they're still trying to recover. They are reeling. That's what you're seeing from them. They are still reeling, and they're going to remain unhinged probably for a while. But let's don't let them distract us from what we know we have to do. And, President Trump came out. He made two major policy statements this past week. He made one about free speech, and he said some very strong, very powerful things about if you don't have free speech, you don't have a free nation. There's no need to pretend that you do. If your speech can be censored by those in power, which is what we've seen over the last 4 years in the Biden administration, and it would have only gotten worse. In fact, it would have gotten much worse under Kamala Harris. You've got to understand how important freedom of speech is, and he's planning to put some things in place to safeguard our freedoms of speech. And then he also made a statement about education and how he is planning to abolish the Department of Education. He's planning to make a lot of other proposals. One of them was to bring prayer back into school. Now, I don't know, you've got to get through the Supreme Court to make that happen again, but it's on his agenda. And I wouldn't put anything past President Trump's ability to get done. He is the most resilient leader, is one of the most resilient presidents we've ever had. And he is back. He is going to be the leader of this nation again, God willing. And I heard just the other day, I heard Robert Kennedy Jr. made a statement that he really believes that President Trump has both the personal skill set and mindset and heart to be a great president and to accomplish many wonderful things for this country over the next 4 years. So we need to be praying that he will be able to live up to that confidence that RFK Jr. Had in him. There will be a battle, of course, to have his appointments confirmed. One of the good things is that the Republicans have now 53 to 47 margin in the Senate, and hopefully that will hold up. If you live in a state where there are rhino senators, what you need to do is you need to get on the phone with their offices or write them letters and let them know that you will hold them responsible if they do not allow President Trump to have his people in place. Sure, there's a process to go through. The Senate has the constitutional right and authority to advise, to give their advice and consent to the president. But there needs to be this idea that President Trump can't have his people, and that certain ones will be blocked just because you don't think that they're the best. We as Republicans and we as conservatives in this nation do not need to allow that to happen. And so anyway, I hope you will take time to read the prayer report. You'll always come away better informed. If all you listen to is the mainstream Marxist media, as we've said, you certainly won't be informed. And so we have to look to alternative resources. And one of the things we do in the 714 prayer report is we look to alternative resources for the news. And we get to the very truth of what is taking place, and we make that available to you. And so you can read the 714 prayer report in about 10 minutes. And if you take time to look at some of the links that are there, it may take a little bit longer, but at the end of the time, you will be a well-informed Christian. And as a Christian, you need to stay informed, as we say, so you can pray informed, and so you'll know what you need to be praying about for our nation. We want to ask you to please help us get the word out about the 714 prayer report. Share the website with as many people as you can. The web address is, of course, www.714prayerreport.com. That's 714prayerreport.com. And feel free to make copies and distribute them to your church. You can distribute them to other family members, to your friends, your civic clubs. There's a download button there where you can print out a PDF version. What I like to do is print it out front and back on one sheet of paper, so you don't have to use staples to hold two sheets together, and you can just hand that out to friends and neighbors and people in your church, people in your civic clubs. We encourage you to do that. All we ask is that you don't alter anything, that you keep it just the way it is. But other than that, there's no copyright protection. If you will keep it the way it is, you have the permission to make those copies. Well, that's going to be all for this week. Again, I want to thank you for listening, and I want you to remember to take time every day to pray. We need to pray for President-elect Trump as he leads in the transition and begins to get ready for taking office on January the 20th. Continue to pray for his safety and the safety of his family and the safety of those who have been appointed to work in his administration. Pray for those who've been nominated, like especially Matt Gaetz and Pete Hegseth. They're going to face some very, very trying days ahead because of who they are and because of the strength of their stance against the deep state. Pete Hegseth is going to be he's going to be attacked in great ways. So we need to just lift him up as we pray every day. Pray about the spiritual condition of our country. We still need to repent as a nation. God has given us a window of opportunity to come back to him. And so we're praying for revival in our churches and a great awakening among the people throughout the land. Seek the Lord about all these things, because without him, we can do nothing. He is the only hope we have. And again, thank you for listening, and I hope to meet you back here next week.